And there's never a dull moment on a shuttle flight. And so Jim and I are wearing our T-shirts this morning because we basically got up and had this procedure to fly, and then we were going to exercise afterwards. But you can see this procedure had some fairly close clearances with the GEM module, but all of it could be viewed basically out of the commander's window. It was awesome.
And this is Clay and me transporting another rack today. And today we transferred two racks into the space station. This is Wolf, the Earth Observatory rack, which goes into the U.S. laboratory and enhance the Earth observation capability a lot with remote sensing capability and a remote control of the Wolf, the window and the camera and the video cameras. As you see, the rack is so big, it just fits the hutch. So we have to be very careful. We didn't hit any hutch shields or structures, so we move very slow and steady. And this is another teamwork. Two or three crew members work together to transfer the Wolf Rock and another Express Rock 7 today.
I was actually behind Ilka waiting to get through the lab when this was going on, watching her do it. Now, several of us have commented that Naoko and Soichi are doing these transfer ops, that they're like fish in water. They move so gracefully with these huge racks that weigh, you know, hundreds of pounds. So it's one of those things where if you get it moving in the wrong direction, it's really hard to stop it. And they've just done a great job.
Serial number 1041 CSAO2. Looks like it's got a low battery. We don't have a low battery message, but all the wagon wheels are gone, so it's just the center pivot. And the other one's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
bars left. Looking forward to having that to rack installed. It's been a long time waiting to fly in orbit, so we were great. We were very happy to be able to install it.
And
a lot of great work was done today by Nilko and Suichi and Jax. And the entire crew actually getting the racks in and installed, so our transfer racks were going very well.
Checking.
Again, this video may look sideways to some, but again, like we said yesterday, there really is no up and down in space. So I was turned one direction at orientation in the lab, and Suichi and Naoko were turned in another direction, and they're maneuvering this very large object into place. And several other ISS crew members have obviously been here on station, and the lab window has been a very useful tool for doing Earth observation, and this rack will make it even more so. There it is going into place.
And most of our day, all of us were at some point doing transfer, which is a lot like moving. And we talked a little bit about yesterday how it's kind of like a game where you have to move some things out of the station to make room for things coming out of the multipurpose logistics module. And today we are really putting that dance into play. And when you go into the multipurpose logistics module, it is very empty. And now we have the hard task of filling it back up. So now we're going and finding a whole bunch of bags and trying to figure out where they go. And as you can see, that's a lot of teamwork, and what a great team.
And here's a zoom in on the Wharf emblem in place. A little after Dottie and I did the PDRS work, got a chance to go over and work on the ARED, the Advanced Resistive Exercise Device. You can see here, I've been doing squats. It's really effective, and it feels good to put some weight on the legs.
ARED's a great machine, and here's Jim racking the bar in the upper position, and yeah, you can see where it just floats. This is Rick in the airlock preparing for our EVA-2 tomorrow. He and Clay spent a lot of time today preparing tools and getting the suits ready to go and checking out all the systems and making sure that everything's ready to go for tomorrow's long EVA.
Airlock, Houston, Space Ground 1, the Big Loop.
This is a picture of the tool setup in the crew lock. Go ahead, Al, would you? The International Space Station airlock.
Okay, those batteries
are some
located in Lab 1,
on the ARED.
Overhead 5, Alpha 2, and CSA CP
actually in front of to the cupola. Module. So while exercising, we can enjoy the view of the Earth through the cupola window, and it is fantastic.
Working out in space is actually a lot of fun. We, on the shuttle, we have a cycle ergometer, and we've been using that. I guess I should probably talk about this. I'm checking all the tools that are going to go outside tomorrow for the EVA, making sure that the guys have...
Thank you.
Discovery Houston on the Big Loop for your for Dottie for your question.
And go ahead, thank you.
Dottie, regarding your question about EVA, we are good with BRTing to the circular handrail at the airlock.
Thanks, Avi, for such a quick response. I really appreciate those guys checking it down, and I'll let Rick know. That'll be a really tremendous help. All right, I think we're ready for EVA 2 tomorrow.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it, too.
Houston Station on the Big Loop for PMC, PHC, PFC.
We're with you, Tracy. Go ahead.
No matter how much I screwed up, has the call connected?
We think it has. Can you give a call and try, and we'll talk to the back room here.
On public call 4, right?
That's correct.
Stand by.
No, it seems to be quiet.
We're checking.
He will be ready for fire pressure in a moment. We're ready to privatize. Hey, who's
this? Is this Steve Hart? Station Houston, Space Ground 1 for Tracy. We're still trying to troubleshoot your connection. We're going to reconnect the party and try again.
Okay, Al. Thanks a lot.
station, Houston, space to ground 1 for the airlock.
Go ahead, Houston.
Yeah, Clay, we're showing 43 minutes on our timer. When you hit 45 minutes on your counter, we're ready for hatch closure.
Thank you, Al. Thanks.